Autism is a complex neurobiological disorder. It affects people throughout the world. It occurs in all racial, ethnic, and social groups, and is four times more likely to strike boys than girls. Teresa and Chris Waddell have two boys with mild autism.
Autism is such a wide spectrum. Every child presents differently.
Which is why it is really a group of disorders called autism spectrum disorders, or ASD. ASD impairs a person's ability to communicate and relate to others. Those most severely affected cannot even talk. Scientists suspected a genetic cause, and this may have been confirmed by a new international study. Computers that can read billions of DNA signals in minutes showed specific genes and genetic abnormalities unique to these families. Geneticist Joseph Buxbaum is one of the principal investigators in the study. He explains what they found.
A smoking gun that implicates a series of genes that all work together that may cause autism.
The researchers say the new study also shows environmental toxins do not cause autism spectrum disorders.
The evidence suggests that autism is over 90% caused by genes.
And not by just one gene, but by combinations of genes that may cause the different degrees and kinds of autism.
We have the beginnings of the beginning, I would call it. The message here is that there's great hope now.
The researchers say they hope their findings will lead to drugs that could reverse autism in 5 to 10 years. The researchers will now focus on the many genes they've identified in the autism families, hoping to find the exact role of each gene or abnormality and how they interact. Carol Pearson, VOA News.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。